Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning a very, very interesting topic. This is based on a tshuva on the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tesvav, Simen Nun Gimel. And it's really fascinating. It's about Hirhurei Aveira and related topics. It says in the Sefri in Dvarim, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Ki Seitzei Machan Aloivecha V'nishmarati Mikol Dovar Ra. So when you go out in your camps against your enemies, you should be careful about all evil things. Stay away when you have an army camp. Stay away from wicked things, from ra. So the Medrash says, what is this ra? What is the ra the Pasuk is referring to? And the Medrash answers that it's talking about erva. Continues the Medrash, Ein li ela erva, minayin l'rabas avaydezaru v'shvichustamim kilas Hashem. I only know that it's talking about erva. That's what the Medrash understands. Mikol Davar is talking about. How do I know that it's also talking about avodah zarah, shfichus damim, and kilas Hashem, about idol worship and spilling blood and cursing Hashem chas v'shalom. Talmud lomar v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. Says the pasuk. And for that, the Medrash understands that it's referring to Shvichus Damim, Kilas Hashem, and Avodah Zarah. So, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, the author of the Tzitz Eliezer, discusses this Medrash more in detail in his Sefer Hilchos Medina, which is a fascinating Sefer. It used to be three volumes. Today they have it in one volume. They reprinted it, and then I heard it was stopped, and a little bit of politics involved, which we'd rather not get into. We'd like to steer clear of politics. But I know there was a certain point where you could actually get the Sefer online. You can download the whole Sefer, like all 800-900 pages. So he talks about this in the Hilchos Medina, in Chelek Beis, in Shaar Beis, in Prakim Beis, in Gimel. But here in this tshuva, he relates to a specific point within the Medrash. And that is that in the Sefer Sifri de Bei Rav, from Hagoyin Rabbi David Pardo, he asks on the Sifri, why are these Averis any different that it's forbidden to do them in the camp? Erva, Avoidezarish, Fichustam, and Kilas Hashem. Why are they different that they're in the camp and not other Averis? Why specifically these Averis? And the answer, he says, is that the Sifri is not coming to warn about these specific Averis. Because these Averis, of course, they're usher everywhere. They're usher at home, and they're usher in the camp. Kilas Hashem, Shvichus Damim, Havoy Dezara, Erv, Arayis, Vad, it's usher everywhere. Rather, it's coming to warn us, even about things that are usher midrabanan and mishum harchaka. For example, if let's say you go to this Havoy Dezara, this getchke, this pestle, and from the pestle, water is coming. Have water floating from this pestle. They have like a fountain, and the fountain is a pestle, and then somebody drinks from the fountain. So Mamish looks like he's kissing the Avodah Zarah. Or let's say a person has something in their shoe, and they're passing by an Avodah Zarah, and they bend down. They bend down to tie their shoe or to get the rock out of their shoe, whatever it may be. But it looks like they're bowing down in front of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's being marachikos, it's saying that these are asur midrabanan, and you should even stay away from that. And it continues, Rabbi David Pardo, b'chein shelo l'stakel b'goya, chayotze b'dvarim sh'atari l'asrasim b'mefurish. And also, looking at a goyisha woman, the Torah didn't forbid that explicitly. And comes here, the chachomim, and they say that's going to be asur midrabanan, and that's what the Medrash is telling you. So the Mikol Makom b'Machne ba Kosev l'Hazir l'Srachik Mem min Akiyur min Adoyma. So it's saying that in the Machne you should stay away from what is ugly and what is similar, anything in that realm. So I'm not exactly clear why the Sifri de Rav picked on these specific averis. In other words, he asked Akasha why these averis and no others. He says, no, it's not talking about these averis. These averis are asur d'oraisa. It's talking about the derabanan. It's being marchigas from these averis. that even the Rabbanan shouldn't even look like it. Arayas, you shouldn't even look at the Goya, even though that's a Mutar Min HaTorah. You shouldn't bow down in front of Avodah Zarah, even if you don't mean to serve the Avodah Zarah. So it's being Marchikas and Harchakas that are only Midr Rabbanan. But the Doraisa is also everywhere. But then, of course, the question remains, why specifically these Averis? There are many Averis that have Harchakas, the Rabbanan. So that I don't see, at least from what Rav Waldenberg quotes in the Tshuva here, that Rabbi David Parda relates to. But Rav Waldenberg has his own set of kashas on this Sefer Sifri Debei Rav, this commentary to the Sifri. He says, first of all, how can one possibly think that the Pasuk is coming to Asur Isurei Dirabbanan? Where does it say anywhere that these are, where does it say anywhere in the Torah that these are Asur? They're not mentioned in the Torah. It says v'nishmarta. It says you should be careful about something that's ra, something that's usher to do. But everything that's usher to rabban, the Torah is talking, the rabbis aren't talking. This is the Torah. So the Sifri is interpreting the Pasuk in the Torah. So how is it shaykh to say that the Sifri is interpreting the Pasuk in the Torah to be talking about a surah de rabbanan? Esurei Derabbanan are not usher from the Torah. And yet, the Sifri Debei Rav seems to understand that that's what the Sifri is saying. That the Pasuk is assuring something that's Ra, even though it's only Ra Midrabbanan. But if it's Ra Midrabbanan, then the Pasuk's not talking about it. So how can you interpret the Pasuk as talking about what the Pasuk by definition can't be talking about? It can't be talking about Esurei Derabbanan. The Pasuk is a Pasuk. It can only be talking about Esurei Doraisa. So that's strange to say that the Ra and the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is forbidding our Asurei Derabbanan, what looks like Avodah Zarah, what seems like Arayis. It's not really Arayis Min HaTorah, it's only Asur Derabbanan, but it looks like Arayis, so therefore it's Derabbanan Dik Arayis, you should stay away from it. But we're dealing with a Pasuk here. So if it's a Pasuk, it's not Asur Min HaTorah. If it's a Pasuk, excuse me, it's not talking about an Asur Derabbanan. And if it's an Asur Derabbanan, it can't be what the Pasuk is referring to. And yet Rabbi David Pardo, the Sifri Debei Rav, wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to say that it's Pasuk is answering to Rabbanan, even though it's a Pasuk. But if it's a Pasuk, it's not the Rabbanan. If it's the Rabbanan, it's not a Pasuk. Number two, according to what the Sifri Debei Rav is saying, these are Asurei Derabbanan in the Machane, in the camp, right? But they have an Ikar Min HaTorah. Yes, they're only Derabbanan, but they have a source in the Torah. So how come we don't find anywhere in the Poskim and Chazal that these have an Ikar Min HaTorah? So there are a lot of nafkaminas between Esurei Derabbanan that have an Ikar Min HaTorah and Esurei Derabbanan that don't have any source in the Torah. So how can we say here that it really has a source from the Torah, these Esurei Derabbanan, when Zeh Lo Yechol Liyot, that no Posek mentioned it? Can't be if no Posek mentioned it. We would assume that the Poskim would discuss it. Ah, these Esurim have an Ikar Min HaTorah and a Machane. And number three, and this was Mamish Mafli, me also, I couldn't understand. He writes that the Pasuk is telling you in the Machane when you're in the army camp, don't look at a Goya. Torah didn't ask you to look at a Goya, but in the Machane you have to be Misrachek min Akira min Adoyim, to stay away from something that's ugly. But in the Gemara of Zarah, from this very same Pasuk, and Avchaf Amar Aleph, and Ishmarta Mikol Davara, we learn a din klali for every place, not only in a Machane. Shelo yistakel adam b'isha nov afilu pnuya. A person's not allowed to look at a pretty woman, even if she's single. He's not allowed to look at a single means she's not even a nida, or she's either older and gone to mikvah, or hasn't yet had her period. You're not allowed to look at a woman for pleasure. Be'eshesish v'afilu mechoeres. One's not allowed to gaze at a married woman. Below be big date sevesh alisha, not in her nice clothing. Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. Kol mistakel betz baktana shalisha. A person who looks at even the small finger of a woman and has kavanah to be nemen, Kilu mistakel b'makom aturpa. It's like he's mamish looking at oisam makom. So Chazal weren't mechalek between yotzei milchama and those who aren't yotzei milchama. Bizman milchama, shelo bizman milchama. It's always aser. So here he wants to say, no, the Torah didn't aser it, and here we're asering it in the machaneh. Well, it seems from the psukim, it seems from v'nishmartim, he called davar ra, it seems that it's an isur daraisa to look at a woman all the time. The Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Dalet Amid Beis. There, maybe you want to say it's an asmachta. From when the Gemara learns it, the Gemara learns different types of tachshitim, those on the outside of a woman's body and the inside. But different types of things she wears, she adorns herself with. But at the end of the day, there's an isser. We learn from there's an isser to look at a woman. And it's not mechalik between the camp or not the camp. So here the Sefri Debei Rav wants to say that there's a special isser in the camp to be mistakel b'isha. Mistakel b'goya. It's always usher to be mistakel b'goya. Seems like it's always usher d'oraisa to be mistakel b'goya. So how can we say that? No, it's only an isser d'rabbanan in the camp. So those are the kashas of the Tzitz Eliezer. So first of all, first kasha was to summarize, to review. He says that the pasuk asks a davar ra, and the davar ra, according to the Sefri Debei Rav, is a surei derabanan. But according to the Torah, it's not ra. So how can the Torah call ra what the Torah doesn't hold as ra? It was only the rabbis later who hold the surei derabanan are ra. So how can we be answering something in the Torah as ra when it's only an Issa Durabbanan? So the Torah is not talking about the Durabbanan. And the Durabbanan is not talking about what the Torah is talking about. But here we're combining the two. We're saying that the Pasuk asks what's Ra, what's the definition of Ra, what's an Issa Durabbanan. Yeah, but that's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about Issa Duraisa. Question number two, is how come none of the poskim mentioned that these Isurim, that the Sefri Debei Rav mentioned, like bowing, looking like you're bowing down in front of a Avodah Zarah, has an ikar min haTorah? It's a big nav der nafkamin is in halacha. And number three, when he says, the Sefri Debei Rav says that the stakel b'goya is not asur min haTorah, it seems that it is asur min haTorah. And we learn from the very same pasuk, v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. Ki seite machan alevecha v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. There we learn you're not allowed to look at a woman. So what do you mean the Torah didn't asur it? The Torah did asur it. And it seems that the Torah answered it not only in the camp, but everywhere. And so why does the Sefri Debei Rav say it was only in the camp? So Ad Kan Kushyosov Shel Harav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. So he wrote this to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, answered as follows. He says, it was very interesting. He wrote a letter, Ritzi Pesach Frank wrote him a letter, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote him a letter, and then Rav Waldenberg gave a lengthy answer. In any event, he says, Kadna'ayin yesh lahafig es choymer ha-tumiyus. This is Ritzi Pesach talking. If you look at this deeply, you can answer some of the kashas. So the first kasha we had was, how can you call it ra if it's only asur derabanan? The pasuk wouldn't be calling ra something asur derabanan, because if it's derabanan, it's not minatora, and if it's minatora, it's not derabanan. Aval ani yuzdaiti hein omnam shekedvarav keinu shekinu davaro mashin eser kvar. Davarah has to be what's already asur min haTorah. Kan nami kenu, and the same thing here. Mashomer davarah hu akavana mashenasar min haTorah. When it says davarah, it doesn't mean asur min haTorah. Not what's asur min derabanan. Kan mosif lahazir ala davar harah hu chol isuri derabanan nichlu b'lashem u'shmartem chol mili derabanan shomer mosif shloihoriz gufei Torah. So here it's coming to warn about something that's ra. Something that's asur min haTorah. How is it warning? Well, Isurei Derabbanan are talked about in the words of Vinishmart Vishmartan, guard. Guard is that we're guarding Gufei Torah. Like it says in Erevin 21b, that when Shlomo HaMelech was mitake in Erevin in Atilas Yadayim, Abasko went out and said, Yimchacham b'ni yismach libi gamani. Ah, Ach Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech made these k'takzeres, and if my son is wise, I'm also happy. And Ula said in the name of Rebbe Lazar, there he talked about, he called it, that Shlomo HaMelech made Oznayim LaTorah. Oznayim LaTorah means that now we have something to hold on, we have a base yad, we have a handle onto the Torah. Because Shlomo HaMelech made Takanas, Shnias LaRayos, various arayos which are nasim in a Torah, which he was mitaking, and Erevin, and Atilas Yadayim. So these are Shmiras for the Torah. Because Drabanans are marchik a person, distance a person from Avera. So it's true. The Torah is only talking about Inyanei Torah. And the Torah is saying to guard these Inyanei Torah. And that's what it means to do Shmira. Because without the Issa Drabanan, you're going to be over on the Issa Torah. But the Torah didn't answer these gedarim. In other words, it says v'nishmarta mikol dover ra, and we said these v'nishmarta is the isurei derabbanan. That isurei derabbanan are making a fence with the isurei derabbanan around the isurei daraisa. So that's very well and good. But how can the Torah be talking about isurei derabbanan? The answer is the v'nishmarta is saying that's what the word v'nishmarta means. Make a surah derabbanan mikol dover ra. The ra is not talking about the derabbanans. The ra is talking about the doraisas. Vinishmarta, make hachokas, make gdarim, make fences so that it doesn't come to ra, that it doesn't come to a surah Torah. So ra does mean a surah Torah, but it's the vinishmarta that's talking about the surah derabbanan. And that's what we see in Rashi and Beitzan, that Beis Amid Beis, that it says, Ushmarta mismishmarti. Asumishmeris, we have to make guardings. Gzera lemishmarati l'torasi. We have to make a shmira for the Torah. So that all the Surei Drabanan are really just making a shmira for the Torah. So here also we have an ishmarata as an azhara not to be over on Divrei Torah, and these are the Surei Drabanan. So that's how the Rav Tzvi Hirsch deals with the tzitzis first kasha. V'kushyas kvoy torasu ala sifri de beirav. The Almili Durabanan Ketzer Chaych Lechanoisa B'Shem Ra, Dover Ra, Shemidin Torah, Yesh Lahar, Shemidin Torah, Holo Neser Klal. You asked on the Sifri de Beirav, Rav Waldenberg, how is it possible to call something Ra if Midin Torah it's Mutter? Assuming that the Ra is referring to Din Torah, which Frank agreed that it's referring to Din Torah. It said the Vinishmarta is telling us to guard these Dinei Torah to make Gedarim. But he says that your Kasha, that you asked, how is it possible to call Mili Derabbanan Ra if Midin Torah, in the Torah? If Midin Torah, it's not Aser, and it's only Aser Derabbanan. So how does the Torah call it Ra? That was your Kasha. Yesh lahakshos kushya zu ala hidavay dezara. We can ask the very same kasha on that gemara in avodah zara that you quoted, tafchof amid aleph, that if in a shmarta mikol dover ra is that it's aser to be mahar bayom, shemi avo lidei tumah balayla. Says there in Avodah Zarah, of Chafam and Beis, but after the Gemara that we quoted, the Gemara of Nishmartim, we called Avodah Rash, Leistak, Eladim Bishanah, Afilu Pnuya, Bimuchuaris, Afilu Eish Asish, and later on the Gemara says, Vinishmartim, we called Avodah Rash, Shloi Har, Adam Biyom, Vodah Avodah Deitumah Belailah. person shouldn't think during the day and then have tuma, something come out at night. So, says Rav Frank, to minhalan lesser hirur, mikemet shadayin lo yalfinu mikrashu aser. So how do you know that v'nishmarat mikol davaraz asering hirur? We don't have any indication that the word that hirur is aser, that you can apply to it the word ra. Elohu adavar de'ein achinami dera nikra davar shekvar yadua shenesar. Ve'al zeh masir hakrav v'nishmarat yishishmarat milavu lavor. That's exactly what the pasuk is saying. V'nishmarta, you should make a shmirah mikol davar ra from ra. The ra is the tumah. The ra is the tumah balayla. The ra is the otzas keri. And the v'nishmarta is not to have her hurim. So we're not asering something new. We're just saying make a keder. Don't be mahar b'yom. Shemi yavo lidei tumah balayla. And the Torah is defining the Ra. The Ra is the Tumah Balayla. So you see that Otsas Keri is the Daraisa. That's the Ra. And V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, stay away from that. Don't have a hurim during the day, which might lead to Keri at night. So it's the same idea that, like Rav Frank is saying, in both cases, V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, make a geder. Make darim that are normally not aser. That's the gdar. That's the gather. In other words, don't look at nashim because it might come to ra, it might come to actual iser, something that the Torah asered. So don't even look. And with the shmarta mikol davar ra, also the Gemara darshins, don't be mahar by yom shami yovali de tuma balayla. So the Ra is the Tumah Balayla. And the V'nishmarta is Al Tahara Bayom. And according to this, I have a suffix, says Rav Frank, let's say a person has a Hurim during the day, and he doesn't have Tumah at night. Maybe he wasn't over on V'nishmarta, on his Hirur. And L'chor, that's the Mashmos of the Braisa. It says, Shelo Yirharher Bayom, V'yavo Lidei Tumah Balayla. Why doesn't it just say Shelo Yirharher? If we just say Shelo Yahara, then I know you're over whether this person is over, whether this tum at night or not. So it's mashma from here that v'nishmarta, this v'nishmarta, which tells you that there's an iser hirur, it's talu. It's in limbo. If a person is roa tuma balayla, then he's over on the iser of hirur as well. And if he's not roa tuma balayla, then he's not over on the iser of hirur bayom. Because the whole iser of hirur bayom is only that he shouldn't come to carry balayla. And if he didn't come to carry balayla, he's not over in the iser of hirur bayom. If he does come to carry balayla, then he is over in the iser of hirur bayom. And they really go together. And that's v'nishmarta, make a gather so you don't do the iser doraisa. And similar to this, the Beis Halevi says, in the sheet of the Rambam, the first parak of Hilchos Esurei Bi'ah and Halacha Chaf Aleph, that Chayav Mises Bezin and Chayav Krisis, the person has Kiruv Basar, what we call today Negiyah, with Chayav Mises Bezin and Chayav Krisis, with a Nida, let's say. So he gets Malkus. So ask the Shara HaMelech, even for Kiruv Basar, even without Bi'ah, just Kiruv Basar with a Chayav Mises Bezin and Chayav Krisis, he gets Kare, he gets Malkus. So ask the Shara Melech. If so, in Yevamos and Dav Gimel, that we say that the Kra, the Pasuk, of Yevama Yevo Alev, the Pasuk says an extra word Aleha, so what that Aleha comes to do for us, as the Gemara's Marich there, is tells us that Achos Isha, one's sister's wife, is ptura min hayibum. Yibum is normally done with one's late husband's brother. But if the late husband's brother has to do yibum with his sister's with his wife's sister, that's who the yibum is. This woman lost her husband. She lost her husband Reuven. And now she has to do Yibum with his brother Shimon. The only problem is that Shimon is married to her sister. So the Pasuk patters her from Yibum. Achos Isha. And then the Gemara says that the reason she's Ptura is because of the extra word Aleha. That word Aleha patters Achos Isha mi Yibum. But otherwise you would think that Achos Isha would do Yibum. Because the Asay of Yibum is Doicha the Lois Asay of Achos Isha. For the Gemara, no. When do we say Asay Doicha Lois Asay? When it's a regular Asay and a regular Lois Asay. But when it has Kares, here the Asay has Kares. Excuse me, here the Lois Asay has Kares. So the Asay isn't going to be a Doicha Lois Asay that has Kares. That's what the Gemara says. But how come, it says the Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph, at the end of Siman Aleph, why doesn't the Gemara ask a better kasha? That it's not be'idna. Do you know why one can't be with Achos Isha? Because it's not be'idna. In order for an essay to be docha losse, they have to be simultaneous. The essay has to be docha the losse as you're doing the essay. But here it's not simultaneous. Because when is the essay? The essay, she's there only makayim when they have bia. That's the essay of Yibum. And the losse say, according to the Rambam, they're over immediately when there's negiyah. There's lois sikraf. So how can the Rambam be correct in stating that Uchayv Mises Beis and Uchayv Krisis, you get Malkus just on Kiruv Basar? If that were true, then by Achos Isha we wouldn't need Aleha to tell you that it's Aser. Well, it says you wouldn't need Aleha, but then it says really you don't even need Aleha, because here it's a loisusay sheyesh bakaris. The Gemara shouldn't have said that you don't need Aleha because it's a lo sasei sheyesh bakares. The Gemara should have said that you don't need Aleha because it's not be'idna. Because the asay is only be'bia, and the lo sasei is immediately when there's negiyah. So if the Rambam is right that there's an isser d'orais already in Malkus for negiyah, so why does the Gemara say that that's why here we know that that there's no Yibum with Achos Isha? It's because it's not Be'idna. Not because it's an Alois Asayish Bakaris, but because it's not Be'idna. Because the Masay is only B'shaz Bia, and the Alois Asay is already with the Kiruv Basar. So that's the Shara Melech's Kasha quoted by the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi answers that Isser of Kiruv Basar is learned in Torah's Kohanim from the Pasuk about Kol She'el B'Sera Lo Sikra V'Legalo Serva. L'chai Val Mal Sikra Val Mal Segale. So this Pasuk of Lo Sikra who don't come close to reveal Erva. So it's your Mechayev on the Kiruv and on the Gilui. In other words, the Kiruv itself, just the Kiruv Basar, isn't the Etzem Isser. It's only Usser because of the Bia, because of the Lo Segale. And that's why the Kiruv is Usser. And that's the lashon of the Rambam. Lo sikravu legalos erva kolom lo sikravu ledvarim hamevim lidei gilui erva. So the only reason that the kiruv basar is usher is because of the gilui. So this whole isser of kreva is only talui in the bia, and because of that, if the ikar bia would be mutter because of esei doicha loisasei, then there's no isser of kiruv basar. Even though with Kiruv Basar he's not Mekayim and Asay, but the Torah wouldn't only Asar to Kiruv Basar of Erva. And here, it's not an Erva. So that's the terrace to the Kasha. In other words, Sharon Melech's Kasha was, why does the Gemara say that the way we know that one can't be do Yibum with Achos Isha is because Achos Isha is a loisasei sheyesh ba kareis, and therefore the Asay of Yibum isn't Doche? Why don't we say more simply, like according to the Rambam, that it's not be'idna, that the asay is bibia, and the los asay is b'kiruv basar? And the answer to that is that if there would be an asay with the bia, then the kiruv basar wouldn't be a los asay. The earlier kiruv basar wouldn't be a los asay, because the only reason that the kiruv basar is asar is because of the asay. Is because there's no asay of bia. The only reason Kiruv Basar is Asur is because they're not allowed to have Bia. But if we would assume that there is Bia, then there would be no Isser of Kiruv Basa. And if there's no Isser of Kiruv Basa, then we can't say that there's a Lo Sase here. The moment you're Matir Bia between a man and a woman, there's also no Isser of Kiruv Basa, because the whole Isser of Kiruv Basa is Shema, it's going to come, lest it come to Bia. So if here there would be no Isser of Bia, there's also no Isser of Kiruv Basa. And that's why the Gemara couldn't say that it's not Be'idna. That really there's an assay of Bia, but the Kiruv Basar is before. No, if there's an assay of Bia, there is no Isser of Kiruv Basar. That's why the Gemara had to say that it's a Los Asay Sheish Bakares. Ah, it's a Los Asay Sheish Bakares. That changes the whole story around. If it's a Los Asay Sheish Bakares, then there's no, then the assay of Bia is not Doche. So that's the Beis Halevi. So we can say the same thing about Hira Aveiros as Refrak. That the only Isser is Hira Shemevili De Tumah. And since he didn't come to Tumah, the Hira is nothing. Now Rav Aldenburg is Marich. He brings a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And he discusses it at great length. And among other things, they both reject the svara of Refrank to compare the two cases. Refrank wanted to say that if, like we said a few minutes ago, that if you, or even a few moments ago, that if you, that if it's your matir, like the Beis Halevi says, that if you're matir, kiruv basar, then bias also mutter. So that's true. But if the moment we say that Bia is Aser, that's if you're Matir Kiruv Basar. If you're Matir Bia, then Kiruv Basar is also Mutter. But if you Aser Kiruv Basar, lest it come to Bia, then, and Bia is Aser, not if Bia is Mutter. If Bia is Mutter, Kiruv Basar might be Mutter. But if Bia is Aser, then Kiruv Basar is Aser, even if it doesn't come to Bia. And therefore, it's not such a good Sushtel. And he wants to say that, if you're now over on... if you're over on Kiruv Basar, there's no Isser of Bia. If you're not going to have Bia, there's no Isser of Kiruv Basar. Just in the same way, if you're over on Hirhur and there's no Tumah, then there's no Isser of Hirhur. But it's difficult to say that, because that's not what the Beis Halevi says. The Beis Halevi just says that if Bia would be Mutter, Kiruv Basar would also be Mutter. But not that if Bia is Usser and you're over on Kiruv Basar, but without Bia, there's no Isser in the Kiruv Basar. It would be an Isser on the Kiruv Basar. So maybe then, in the same way that if one isn't over, if since we know that the actual tumah is aser, so if one is maharher, then the hira should also be aser, even if one doesn't come to tumah. Because just like the bia is aser, if there's kiruv basa without bia, the kiruv basa is also aser. And all the Beis Halevi wanted to say was that if the bia is mutter, then kiruv basa is also mutter, because kiruv basa is a shmirah for the bia. But if the bia is Aser, and then one has Kiruv Basar, which is a Shmira for the Bia, then even without the Bia, the Kiruv Basar is still going to be Aser. And therefore we should say the same thing about Tumah. That once we establish that Tumah is Aser, which we know is to be true, the Keri is Aser, then even the Hira is going to be Aser. And the truth is that Refrank himself wasn't so thrilled with this Raya. But it's a dugma ledavar. Maybe here you can't compare here to Kiruv Basar. Kiruv Basar is worse. So maybe here, which is doesn't lead to tumah, wouldn't be. If it doesn't actually lead to tumah, wouldn't be aser. It's only aser if it actually brings you to tumah. However, that at the end of his tshuva to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Aldenburg says that's very, very hard to accept, and he brings numerous sources of Gemara in Yuma Daf Ein Dalet Amid Beis. Tov marinayim b'ishios and megufa shel ma'isa, better looking than actually doing the ma'isa, as it says, Tov marinayim mehalach nefesh. So the histaklus is worse than the actual ma'isa. And the Beis Yosef, and the Torah of Ezra Simon Chof Aleph, brings the name of Ben Yonah, that it's usr l'stakl b'ishis ish min ha-Torah, from the pasuk v'l surach v'l'vavcha m'chrei nechem, and it's usr min ha-Torah l'hayr b'ishav afilu p'nuya, V'chomor hiru b'pnuya mimagosh al hiru over b'lav min ha-Torah. So, Here is mamish in Isur Doraisa. And the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, Sivkot and Beis, writes that lahabit b'yofia. So, to gaze at a woman according to the Rambam is only derabbanan. Pnuya, if she's a single girl and she's not a nida, it's only b'divrei Kabbalah. But hirur, if one has a hirur ra, even about a pnuya, it's asur d'oraisa. So hirur is it's mashin lashmos of these sources is that it's an isur atzmi, even if it doesn't come to tuma. And the Rambam in Isurei Bi and Perek Chof Aleph enumerates numerous things that are asur lest they bring you to hirur. But if hirur isn't an isur atzmi, it's only shema yavo lidei tuma, then it's gzeira l'gzeira. We asur things lest you come to hirur, which is only asur lest you come to tuma. Does it make sense? If you're asuring things lest you come to hirur, that means that the hirur itself is an isur. So therefore to say, like where Frank said, that it might not be usher to have hirur if it doesn't come to tuma, the oraisa is very difficult to say, because you see from various sources that it's mamish that hirur is mamish alav min haTorah, and that it's an iser atzmi. And Frank didn't say that it's not; he suggested the suffek. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. However, Waldenberg seems to prove pretty. Convincingly, that the Isser of Hirur is an Isser Atzmi. That it's an inherent Isser, and it's not just Shema Yavo Lidei Tuma. So we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem. Again, the Tshuva is in Chelek Tesvav, Simen Nun Gimel. If you want a more in-detailed discussion than we had, we just touched on a few points. We didn't go into everything. You could definitely be Ma'ayin Sham. And we should be zochah b'siyata d'shmaya lilmod u'lamed lishmar v'lasos, and to live lives of kedusha and tara, and we should be free of all hirurim and histaklios in this world filled with impurity and immorality and immodesty. We should be zochah b'siyata d'shmaya to have shmir seinayim and kedushas halev and kedushas hasechel. And that's chus, our Torah and our tefillah, the yisod of all of our avoda, all of our Torah and tefillah is based on yisod, on this mid of shmiras einayim, shmiras haznayim, shmiras hapeh. And it's not only, like Rav Waldenberg pointed out, it's not only in the machane, it's everywhere a person has to be careful. And we should be zochah to live lives of kedusha and tara. Amen, ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.